Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 102, which is 69 episodes older than Jesus was when he died. This is the show that covers the latest iPhone news, apps, tips, and tricks. I'm Sarah Lane, your guide to all things iPhone and iOS. Let's jump in. Number one, draw me like one of your French girls. You've heard that term, right? I'm not actually telling you to do that. But there is an app that takes the concept and applies it to strangers socially, but it's actually pretty fun. It's called French Girls, and it allows strangers to anonymously draw portraits of other people's selfies. So you take a photo, or you draw the portrait, or some combination of both, depending on what you're good at. It's all within the app, though. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I think, what better way than to make this stupid selfie phase of the internet that we're currently living through a little bit more interesting and artsy and French? Number two. So fitness apps are all the rage these days. We've talked about them on the show. It's very easy to track your activity if you're looking to up your exercise game. But if you talk to any expert who really knows about fitness, they will remind you that nutrition is the number one place to start making good, healthy habit changes. So an app called Nutrino might be right up your alley. The idea is that you basically ask the concept, what should I eat? And that's based on a ton of data that's very unique to you. Your weight, your gender, how old you are, if you have weight loss goals, or maybe you want to gain weight or muscle mass, whatever. So depending on what kind of foods you actually enjoy and maybe anything that you're allergic to, you ask Nutrino to plan your next meal, and then it tells you what to do. There's a grocery list included that makes shopping for food easier, a health coach designed to keep you motivated. You can connect to wearables like stuff from Why Things or Runkeeper. The app moves. It all gives Nutrino a sense of how much you're actually doing and so on. Now, I'm not really looking to lose a ton of weight, but I told Nutrino that I was. And the app basically told me that based on my data, which was all true, that I was being unreasonable, which I think is probably a good thing in terms of realistic expectations, not to mention, you know, your personal safety. But I can see how somebody who wants to lose 10 pounds in like 5 days for a beach party would get frustrated by the app's limitations. Also, everybody's different, so there's really only so much an app can do for you. That said, why not have some helpful food information at your fingertips next time, all for free? Number three. So you know how sometimes a photo looks one way, and then you see whatever the photo was for yourself in person, and it looks completely different or smaller or something like that? You know what helps? Video. Gives you a sense of scale. Now, in the Yelp app, anybody who wants to share the reality of a restaurant or a business, good or bad, can upload a video from anywhere between 3 and 12 seconds of the experience. This is a great place to work. I give it 5 stars. Would work here again. Hope you get hired. And that gives other Yelpers a better sense of how big that cafe is, or the view outside of a business, or the scale of the scorpion bowl that your drunk friends just drank. It'll be interesting to see what kind of quality videos Yelp gets, because clearly not everybody is a great videographer. But I love Yelp. I think it's really important to give people what you know and help them make more informed decisions. And I think more data leads to a more informed decision by me as well. So look out for my video reviews coming soon to the Yelp app. Number four, we got a voicemail from Evan, who's got a great little dot tip for anybody looking to manage their email a little better.
Hi, Sarah. This is Evan in New Jersey again with a quick tip. I'm not sure if this has been covered yet in your show. And a new thing that they did to the app mailbox that I just have fallen in love with. If you drag to the right all the way to delete a message and hold before you delete it, it will give you the option to always have that email sent to the trash, which is fantastic.
Thank you for the call, Evan. You know, mailbox, Yeah, that's my email app of choice. It's fantastic. It doesn't have its own spam filter, though, and that's always been really annoying to me because, I don't know about you, I still get a good amount of spam. But I do prefer to check my email via mailbox, but I don't want to see the same junk day after day. So I actually use this feature that Evan described to send junk stuff to the trash if it's from a sender I know I just never want to hear from again. Just be careful. The filter actually works, and you don't want to, you know, mute your boss or anything. Number five. Well, we just mentioned a duh tip for the email app mailbox, but what if you prefer Google's own Gmail app? A lot of people do. The company has brought in Google Drive support to that app. So if you have a file in Google Drive, you can then insert it directly into the email that you're sending to somebody. And of course, if you receive a file, then you can just save it easily to your own drive. I wasn't there before, weirdly enough. Now, if your email recipient doesn't have shared access to the Google Drive file that you're sending them, the app is smart enough to inform you so that you can change the sharing settings before you send whatever you're sending. Couple little other tweaks to the app. You can now change your profile picture or your bio directly through the settings within the app. You used to have to go to Gmail on the web. And you can now choose which signed in accounts you want visible in the app for users with multiple accounts. So it just keeps getting better for those of us who live inside the Gmail world. And that does it for this episode of i5, episode 102. That was a good one. All of the apps and links and other information from the show is at twit.tv/i5. You can email ideas or questions or feedback to us at i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5. You can send us a video, an app review, or something else. But until then, I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll see you next week on i5 for the iPhone.